Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, August 3rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Free and Candid Disquisitions. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics from Wikipedia and explore their implications in our lives today. Today, we'll be delving into a historical text that has had a remarkable influence on how we think and engage with public discourse: Free and Candid Disquisitions. So, what exactly is Free and Candid Disquisitions? Written in the 18th century, this text emerged from the rich intellectual backdrop of Enlightenment thought. It broke away from the rigid structures of traditional discourse and paved the way for more open dialogues about politics, society, and human understanding. The key theme of this work is the promotion of free expression, an idea that is monumentally relevant today. In our current era, where discussion about freedom of speech and open discourse is more pronounced than ever, you might find yourself wondering, what does it mean to engage in a free and candid dialogue? Is it purely about speaking one's mind, or does it come with the responsibility to listen? The author, who remains somewhat enigmatic today, emphasized the importance of questioning established norms and engaging in thoughtful discourse to elevate societal understanding. This work stands as a testament to the idea that genuine conversations, rooted in respect and open-mindedness, are crucial to fostering progress. Imagine walking into a bustling market square in a historic town, surrounded by vibrant discussions. People are passionately exchanging ideas, challenging one another respectfully, and delving into the complexities of their beliefs. This is the atmosphere that free and candid disquisitions aspired to foster, much like the cultural salons and coffee houses that emerged in the 17th and 18th centuries. However, as we reflect on this vision, it's important to ask ourselves, are we, in our own lives, creating spaces for such conversations? In a world inundated with divisive rhetoric and echo chambers, how can we embrace the spirit of candid discourse? The text cleverly navigates the delicate balance between societal norms and individual expression. It urges readers to embrace vulnerability in their discussions, to be willing to accept criticism, and to approach differing viewpoints with curiosity rather than defensiveness. You might have experienced a moment where a conversation took an unexpected turn, revealing uncomfortable truths or enlightening perspectives. Have you ever felt the weight of silence when discussing a controversial topic, or maybe hesitated to voice a differing opinion? Free and Candid Disquisitions encourages us to break through that hesitation and engage fully in discourse. Armed with respect and empathy, let's consider the implications of such discourse in our contemporary political landscape. We are living in a time when polarized viewpoints often dominate conversations, where people find themselves talking past each other rather than engaging in meaningful dialogue. The meaningful exchange of ideas, as promoted in Free and Candid Disquisitions, insists that everyone involved possesses the ability to listen and respond thoughtfully rather than reactively. Now, it's fascinating to note that the text doesn't shy away from conflicts that arise in dialogue. There's a powerful lesson in acknowledging discomfort as a vital part of the conversation. Acknowledging differing viewpoints can lead us toward greater understanding and even common ground. As you ponder these ideas, consider your own experiences engaging in tough conversations. Perhaps you recall a disagreement with a friend or family member that, although challenging, brought you closer as you explored the topic together. These moments, though they might stir anxiety, can ultimately be incredibly enriching. Just as the author of Free and Candid Disquisitions advocated, these opportunities can serve as a mirror, reflecting our beliefs and prompting growth. This historic text also reminds us to stay committed to the values of honesty and integrity in public discourse. Today, as misinformation and sensationalism pervade the media landscape, the principles highlighted in Free and Candid Disquisitions ring truer. What does it mean to be a responsible participant in conversations that shape our communities? Let's explore that for a moment. Think about a recent news article or social media post you encountered that elicited a strong reaction. Did you engage in a thoughtful discussion about it, or did you fall into the trap of repeating sound bites? The critical skill of discernment, recognizing the value of evidence and argument, was something the author championed, and it remains just as relevant today. In wrapping up this exploration of free and candid disquisitions, I encourage you to seek out opportunities for conversations that challenge you. Embrace the discomfort, ask questions, and listen intently. Remember that every dialogue is a chance for enlightenment, both for yourself and others. Try reflecting on one conversation you can initiate or continue with a friend or colleague this week. Perhaps it's something you've brushed aside due to fear of conflict. Go into it with an open heart and a willingness to learn. As we conclude this episode, I'll leave you with a thought-provoking question. How can we commit to fostering a community where open and candid discussions are not only possible but normalized? Thank you for joining this episode of Wikipedia. I hope you were inspired to engage with the rich history of free and candid disquisitions and see the relevance it has in shaping our conversations today. Until next time, continue exploring ideas, challenging assumptions, and fostering the kind of dialogue that this text champions.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Free and Candid Disquisitions. Thanks for listening. See you next time.